Salam, this is Alex, and I want to say peace to you from the Middle East, and also that the team here and I are doing well. Salam is a greeting that does mean peace and wellness to the one to whom it is spoken, and is commonly heard here when passing people on the streets. That is, until a period of self-isolation was mandated by the government about 4 weeks ago due to the coronavirus pandemic. Now the streets are empty, except on days we are allowed out to buy food, and even then, the greeting salam is rarely heard as people try to maintain social distance. Though all of us here understand and are grateful for the strict measures, we are thankful more especially for God's word and spirit, which are not constrained or bound. Jesus says in John chapter 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Jesus has given to the believer the gift of his spirit, and he is at work in the midst of this global outbreak. As many of you have experienced change in your routines, so are we. Our weekly medical outreaches and home visits have been suspended as the government has shut down all outpatient facilities. Schools and places of worship, including mosques and churches, have been asked not to have gatherings. Though I've been really thankful for the extra time to devote to my Arabic lessons, and even more grateful for the time that I've been able to spend with the Lord in prayer and in study, I really do miss seeing my brothers and sisters face to face, playing with the children on the streets, and visiting neighbors and friends in their homes. One of the things that our church has been doing here during this time is meeting together online nightly for a time of study and prayer. Each night, around 6:30, we've been starting with a portion of Romans and then praying together as a family. We are already seeing God move through these times as folks who have not come physically to the church in a while have joined our online meeting room. These meetings really have been an encouragement to all of us, including me. So, as you remember this region in your prayers, please do pray for our church to grow deeper in faith, unity, and love, certainly for our Lord and Savior, and also for one another and for the community around our church. Pray that the Lord would use our nightly studies and prayer meetings to draw us closer to Him. Pray for creative ideas that are being led by His Spirit. We have a number of people around our church that have health needs, medical needs, but also folks who are in need of food, and also folks who simply just need encouragement. Please pray for us to respond in love and with wisdom that comes from His Spirit. To best know how to help and love these folks. Please pray for the salvation for this entire region. And also, please pray for physical healing of those who are affected by the coronavirus, but also those who are suffering with other illnesses and are struggling to get medications and various other needs met. Lastly, please pray that the Lord would heal this land physically and spiritually through His Spirit, and that each person would truly experience His peace. We do want you to know that you all are being prayed for. Our hearts are heavy for you. We do remember you nightly in our meetings. And we love you and we miss you. God bless you.